You're listening to Path to Adland with Ali Osmer. Learn about careers in advertising and get advice from industry professionals.
I'm finally back. I'm sorry. I know I've been gone a long time. I've been so busy. I graduated from college where I was the commencement speaker, and I actually had an opportunity to meet with Linda Kaplan Thaler, who I quoted in my speech, a quote that she had from the book The Power of Nice, which is a great book and I would definitely recommend it. She was just great. She gave me some good advice about basically the fact that advertising is very competitive, and if you really want to get into it, you kind of have to take your in, even if it's an unpaid internship, and just make yourself indispensable. And she was also nice enough to introduce me to Jeffrey Wolf, who is in charge of strategic planning for the Kaplan Thaler Group. And he kind of just, his advice was kind of just don't come in thinking you know it all, because obviously when you're coming in fresh out of college, you don't know. So just learn what you can and take in any advice that you can get from people, because they're definitely out there offering it. So New York, while I was in New York, I met with Burson Marsteller, and I will be starting an internship with them in July. I'll actually be in their Chicago office working in kind of the interactive area. After I get back from Fabulous Con, I'm going to Con for the International Advertising Festival. I'm going to be going to the Roger Hatchell Young Creatives Academy for a week in Con. I'm sure I'll get some great content for this podcast while I'm there. I'm going to also go a week earlier, travel around a little bit, go to London, go to Stockholm for PodCamp Europe, and then Paris, and then end in Con. So I have a pretty exciting summer ahead of me. Okay, let's get into my final interview from the Advertising Women of New York conference. I know it was forever ago, but I just have this one last interview to get out. So search marketing and search optimization are hot right now. There's huge demand for it. A lot of advertising dollars are shifting that way. So I think there are going to be a lot of jobs in this area coming up in the next few years. I know a lot of people have never heard of these things, really, or thought about careers in the area. If you think you might be interested, there's a lot of podcasts that you can listen to kind of get a little bit of basic knowledge. I've listened to Joe Balestrino, Mr. SEO. Basically, just go on iTunes and search SEO, and you'll find a ton. And there are definitely areas you can get your feet wet in SEO or search marketing. I know I talked to Acronym Media. They have internships and positions for recent grads where you can get started. And then you'll hear in this interview Brian Wenzel from Avenue A Razorfish. They definitely have positions in the area. So listen, see what you think of what he has to say. It's kind of an introduction to what the career is. And then see if maybe you think it's something that's interesting. There's tons of resources out there. There's a lot more that you can find about search, marketing, and optimization. All right, I'm here with Brian Wenzel from Avenue A Razorfish. All right, Brian, can you tell me a little bit about what you do?
I work specifically in search engine marketing, which I help manage our paid search campaigns for clients specifically relating to pharmaceuticals. I work on specifically about 9 brands right now and about 4 unbranded strategies related to those brands. And I manage their campaigns. I work with Google, Yahoo, Ask, MSN, and manage those campaigns for our clients. And I get to do a little FaceTime with the clients. Kind of nice.
This is something that's really just starting to really break out. So how did you get into it, and how long have you been in it?
Oh, I've been in it for 1 year.
1 year? That makes sense.
And how did I get into it? I studied advertising media sequence, thought about going into media planning, and found this opportunity waiting in Interactive for me. And I just took it. I just said, what the heck, you know.
So as far as learning the technology of it, did you have to kind of teach yourself how that all worked, or did you know?
Good question. We do a lot of trainings with the vendors, i.e. Google. They bring us out. We learn their technology through them. We do get a lot of in-house training as well, but it's other software, strategy, theory, things like that we learn in-house, but we get to go and actually learn. It's all about the user interface. Every engine has their own, so it's just learning how to get the best what you can from what they offer and get the best analytics out of it.
So someone who's a student who may be interested in something like this, what's something that they can do if they want to maybe go down that path in the future?
Repeat that question again, I'm sorry.
For a student who might be interested in doing something like this, what's something they can do now while they're in school?
Oh, absolutely, okay. Well, I mean, hate to sound like a broken record, you probably have the word internship on this a few times.
Definitely.
It definitely helped springboard me. I worked in an interactive-only internship. We did not manage search campaigns, but I learned a great deal about the skills I needed, i.e. Excel. And you want to read up. You want to get as much history, the foundation. There's a couple of good books out there. Not a lot of them, but learn what you can. Get a little foundation because it's such a short history. It's not like you're picking up, you know, 8 or 10 history books. There's usually one will suffice, and you can really learn a lot.
Any books in particular you would recommend?
Yes, The Search.
The Search?
The Search, absolutely. And it's a big story on Google, basically just the history of that, since, you know, they are the market leader.
Do you have any other advice then for seniors or people just getting started?
Absolutely. Perfect your cover letter skills. Definitely get your resume in every format possible. Don't just settle for Word. PDF it. Do whatever you can.
Do you think a web portfolio would be a good idea? Something online?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had a website through my school, and I said, which you could click on and get my resume. You get a lot of things just by going to my website.
You kind of hear a lot about branding yourself these days, and if you're not online, you don't exist.
Right.
So you really need to have that presence.
I mean, yeah, and there's just something that's just common sense. Like, I remember sending out a resume to Google one time. I was still in school, and I made sure I got it right. Gmail just came out. So I just said, I'll make sure I put Gmail as my email address on my resume.
Right.
Anything, little thing. I'm working at Avenue Razorfish,
yeah,
and Google gets to work for me.
Well.
But Google gets to work for me, so, because I'm their client.
All right.
That's really.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.